I have no doubt that you have been very curious for the last several days about what in the world is the big deal about noticing wind. After all, wind has been a part of your life since you were born. Here's what the big deal is. When we look out our back window, we don't see the wind. We also do not see or acknowledge the progress that is being made toward recovery. Some might think this is an overstatement to make, that we do not notice that we are feeling better. I beg to differ. I have interviewed many individuals who are showing evidence of significant progress toward healing. Yet when asked, the responses are ones that fail to recognize the incredible progress that is being made. Responses say, "Oh, I'm feeling okay now. I suppose about as well as before." No acknowledgement is actually given. No celebration is scheduled for the incredible progress that is being made. This is why I think it is important to track symptoms across time. Of course, symptoms do change. Some get a bit worse, some get better. There's a lot of jostling that goes around by the body when it is returning to balance, health, and wellness. We don't see the wind then, but clearly we know that it is present. We can see evidence of the wind through the rustling of the leaves on the trees, through the sailboats that are able to sail across the waters, through the feeling on our skin when the wind sends its shivers up and down our spine. We know that recovery is present somewhere deep inside our hearts. It is helpful in the recovery process to celebrate each and every progress that is being made. Each and every improvement in a symptom, however slight it may be. Focus on how much better you are feeling, and you will begin to feel better much more quickly. There is, of course, a second very important component of paying attention to wind. Many people will feel significantly better when they start breathing. You're probably thinking, "Oh, that's pretty silly. We all breathe." Yes, that's true. Many people do not breathe deeply enough. Insufficient oxygen is getting to the cells for nourishment, so many cells are dying second by second. The more you breathe, the deeper you breathe, you'll find you will feel better. Breathing doesn't cost anything. It's free. It is one of the best therapies you can implement. Why do people not breathe deeply? The curiosity is that when we stop breathing deeply, we are able also to stop all feelings. It's a little trick we learned when we were children. When we get scared, we literally freeze everything, including our breath, and the feeling of fear subsides. This also includes all feelings, whatever they might be. Stop breathing and you cut off the feelings. I invite you to begin breathing more deeply, and you will discover you will not only feel better physically, but you will begin to feel more of the fullness of all that can be experienced in life. All of the feelings, whatever they might be, place no judgment on those feelings. They're simply feelings to be honored and treasured. Breathe deeply. Feel the fullness of life. Begin to celebrate all that is happening in your body that is making recovery possible. see the wind as it is manifesting recovery at the cellular level in your body. Know that it is happening. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.